My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring.
Lord, may our land be bright with freedom. It is customary for us to pause from our ongoing study from time to time in order to reflect back upon our entry into the royal family, what made that possible, and the fantastic results. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came into this world in order to accomplish a mission, and you were that mission. He did this so that you might have eternal life and that He might provide a way for you to accomplish that objective. It is accomplished through grace. The objective is Jesus Christ's work on the cross. And as you concentrate upon that and recognize that He was your substitutionary sacrifice, then the result of faith in that particular person and His work results in the imputation of eternal life and deliverance in the lake of fire. There's nothing that you can do but agree with the revelation of God that this has occurred on your behalf. The fact that you believe it is all that is necessary. And there are some who believe that the very act of a positive volition response to the gospel itself is works. And therefore, the only person who can be saved is the one that God has predetermined in eternity past to be His chosen elect. And that all the rest remain reprobate. Therefore, which are you and how would you know? Do you mind your manners? Do you decide that you're going to go by some strict code of ethics? You're going to go by some list of do's and don'ts that someone else concocts? And then if you're successful, a moderate amount of the time, will you then be decreed one of the elect? And if you decide that in your own mind, how can you be confident that God has made that decision? It is best for us to understand that grace requires the fact that in human history, the sovereignty of God and the free will of man must coexist by divine decree, for in the angelic conflict, the issue is free will. Therefore, free will must enter into all decisions we make, including that with reference to our eternal future. And so when you use your free will, it is non-meritorious, for the object is the one that has the merit, and that object is Jesus Christ. Each of you who've gathered here today, I trust, have made that free will decision. You have believed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, that He went to Calvary's cross, became your substitute, received the imputation of your sins, and then was judged in your place. And therefore, you have all of your sins forgiven pre-salvation and post-salvation. You've learned to use confession alone to God alone. This enables you to grow in grace and to learn about the one who did all of these things for you. This is the love of God manifest in the person of Christ. He gave us a solution to our intractable problem. Because of these things, we're able to gather here today as members of the royal family. And as royal priests, we can sit here. We can concentrate. We can learn more about God, His plan, and those who would seek to defame it. Lucifer is an intelligent being, the most intelligent of all the created beings that God has put into existence. He is a rebellious soul. And because of his error, and because of his staunch rejection of divine integrity, he has found himself in a battle that he cannot win but can only delay. And the delaying tactics that he uses are those that are designed to dissuade those who are positive to the Word of God, to find some way to distract them, to find some way to cause them doubt, and therefore delay their advance and thus prolong his escape. It will not last forever for him, but you can destroy your life by becoming lackadaisical toward the Word of God. We're on the early fringes of disaster in this client nation, and only Jesus Christ can resolve this issue. It has gone way too far for human viewpoint and establishment solutions to have any meaningful effect. And therefore, it is our Lord that must resolve these things, for He is the one who controls history. And once those who would do us harm have violated the rules of engagement for the angelic conflict, then Jesus Christ will intervene. And He will do things that are necessary to restore order. In the meantime, our duty, our obligation, is to continue our pursuit of truth so that we might honor Christ, so that we might represent Him in this invisible war, so that we might become promokoi, front rankers in this battle, so that we might have that invisible historical impact that is available to any who believe in Christ and are willing to pay attention and have interest in the communication of His Word. You therefore are warriors. You gather here today with an obligation. You have a duty to stand fast as these contingencies continue. We are about to lift to our mouths two elements. The first is the bread. It is unleavened. In Scripture, leaven speaks of evil and corruption. It speaks of the fact that in the human body there is evil and corruption in the form of the sinful nature. It cannot be conquered. It can only be restrained. It cannot be conquered in the sense that we're always going to sin, but we have an escape visa called rebound. And as we utilize that, we maximize our status quo in spirituality. And as we look at that bread, as we hold that bread, as we taste and swallow the bread, we're reminded of its bland taste, that there is no leaven. Therefore, speaking of the perfection of our Lord absent the sinful nature in His humanity and obviously in His undiminished deity. And as you hold the cup, you're reminded of all of the sins that you contributed to His suffering on the cross. Each and every one, past, present, and future, were involved and included. And He was judged for them in your place. And as you take that liquid to your lips and you swallow it, you're reminded of the fact that He took your cup. He took your cup. He took it in your place. And you've been set free. It is not advisable, though, for anyone to participate in this ritual out of fellowship. I trust that you came here in fellowship, but some of you may have sinned upon walking in the door. And so we'll pause for a few moments of silent prayer, enabling you to utilize the privacy of your royal priesthood and for the utilization of rebound if necessary. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank You for this privilege and this honor, our gathering around the Lord's table in order to salute our Lord and Savior. It is our prayer that as we receive the bread, that the Holy Spirit will remind us of those things that pertain to the person of our Lord. And we lift our prayer in His name. Amen. It is our custom to retain the bread until all have been served. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon Him, and by His wounds we are now healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one of us to our own way. And God the Father has laid on God the Son the iniquity of us all. On the night on which He was betrayed, our Lord took the bread and He said, "This is My body, which is a substitute for you. Take and eat and do this in remembrance of Me." Now, Father, we turn our attention to the cup. It is our prayer the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance those doctrines pertaining to the work of our Lord. We lift our prayer in His name. Amen. It's also the custom to retain the cup until all have been served. One will hardly die for a righteous man. For a good man, one might even dare to die. But God demonstrated His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died as a substitute for us. Much more then, having been justified by His sacrifice, we shall be delivered from wrath through Him. On that same evening also, after He had supped, our Lord took the cup and He said, "This is the New Testament of My sacrifice. As often as you drink of it, do so in remembrance of Me. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you do commemorate our Lord's sacrifice until He comes." Our custom is to sing hymn number 118, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross," all four stanzas, softly on the third verse, fortissimo on the final. And shall we stand as we sing? things I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. It is because of your compassions that we fail not. It is because of your mercies we're not consumed. And our grace contract is renewed by you each morning, and great is thy faithfulness. Father, we are motivated and encouraged with the knowledge that each day of our lives you provide for us our every need, and these are for both life and godliness. And we now pause to commemorate this grace through giving. We do so in the name of our great High Priest and only Savior, namely Jesus Christ, who is Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of the armies. Amen. Eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, neither has there entered into the minds of men the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. For He who spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him freely give us all things? He has done exceedingly abundantly beyond all we could ever ask or think, for we have the mind of Christ. And today we will not be involving the mind of Christ right off. We will be involved in the heart of hell. For we are studying religion, and we've drilled our way down to Taoism, and that is something that is popular in the Chinese community. We have a little bit more to go on that, and then we will move into other areas of the study that have to do with religion. In our study over the past midweek, we've observed several things about Taoism. And it can be quite boring, but at the same time entertaining because it is so bizarre. It is self-contradictory in so many ways. Worldly things are considered to be inferior to the natural order. And so the objective is to return to original purity, the total yang state which existed at physical birth. And if you're yin, you're way out of whack with these people. By the way, the progressives, many of them agree with this. They want to return to the fact that we would live out in the woods and we would kill squirrels and eat them, and maybe not squirrels, that would be meat. I guess we would maybe have to live off of maybe radishes, I don't know. But you have the ideal society being one with no books. Man is to renounce all things that are artificial, things outside of nature and what naturally occurs. This is something that is emblematic of the tree huggers, but if there are no books, there can be no truth. I do hope you've noted along the way that Lucifer has designed these religions to accomplish one of two things, and sometimes both. First of all, he borrows from the Word of God, and he'll take a little bit of truth, and he will wrap it around his monstrous lie. And so if you have the lie on the inside in here that is going to trump everything that's on the outside, which is truth, he'll borrow truth. But then on the inside is the lie. Then that makes it 100% lie. As you remember, Dr. Schaefer mentioned that we're in a condition now to where it is a battle between whole truthism and part truthism, and woe to the person who can't distinguish the difference. And so today there's a lot of propaganda out there, and it's in the form of religion or in cosmic ideologies that are born in the cosmic systems and function there. So the best society, according to Taoist, would be to have no human government, no law, and no virtue, and therefore you would eliminate competition and profit. Everyone just somehow get along. The emptiness of the Taoist mind allows Tao concepts to act through him without any resistance, and his decisions are spontaneous since he does not think before he acts. And if you do not think before you act, you have no wisdom. These concepts, therefore, are another part of the strategy of Lucifer, and that is to keep you away from anything that would increase your ability to think. And if there are no books, and if you make no thought at all before pulling a volitional trigger, then you're acting on emotion or instinct. But one thing you cannot have is divine viewpoint. And so in this way, he robs you of your ability to think by telling you it is evil to be involved with books, to be involved with learning, to be involved in anything that is academic. To do that would rob you of your ability to read, to concentrate, to study, to advance, and therefore acquire a divine viewpoint. So religion is a horrible mixture of Luciferian ideas. Now we introduce the individual who is allegedly responsible for the Taoist philosophy. His name is Lao Tzu. He is a mystical figure in Chinese history, and they're not really sure he ever existed. He is considered the founder of Chinese history. He is considered the founder of Taoism, and purposefully, he is considered to be the author of Tao Te Ching, translated the classic of the Way of Power. And so what is often mentioned is the concept of the way. Well, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And therefore, when this is mentioned in the context of religion, the way concept is said to be, for example, in this one, Tao. Now, Tao, of course, is a philosophy, actually, that was developed allegedly by Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu said that the man of superior virtue never acts, and yet there's nothing he leaves undone. He allows the Tao to move through him. If you submit yourself to this Taoist idea, then that means that whatever you do has been done by this force within you. And so the Tao there becomes a false Holy Spirit that therefore is the one that is given credit for whatever you do and accomplish. So again, you have a correlation between Christianity and this religion. Fallen men must use volition in order to be saved, and therefore Taoism robs a person of the use of his free will, and therefore he would reject any incoming data with regard to, I don't have my phone with me today, it's not me. Now did you hear the same music I heard? Good. I'm glad to hear that. But you know, maybe it's soundtrack. I don't know. The guys in the back are doing soundtrack now. I have a CD. But I was trying to tell you that the thing you can see in all of these religions is that there is sometimes some very obvious or very subtle borrowing from the Word of God. And it is done purposefully so that when people who are in these varied religions are introduced to Christianity, they say, well, you know, we got the same thing. The satanic delusion of Tao is the removal of volition from a decision-making process. And the philosophy demands that the individual allow the ever-present way to control one's life. The ever-present way to control one's life. And therefore, when introduced to Jesus Christ and he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, then they say, well, our vocabulary calls that the Tao. Notice the Lord said the way, the truth, and the life, and truth is smack dab in the middle of it. It's encapsulated by the way and the life. They say that the Tao is the way for one's person's life, but what is absent is truth. If one acts without allowing the Tao to guide the process, then there is no true achievement. We would say that if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, then you cannot accomplish divine good. You cannot accomplish anything that is positive in the Christian life because you are not filled with the Spirit, but rather functioning from the cosmic system or from reversionism or from carnality. And therefore, it is human good from human effort. We would say that. This idea is borrowed by Taoism to say, if one acts without allowing the Tao to guide the process, there's no true achievement. So see the correlation. When man does the action, it becomes an intervention into the natural course of things and thus is doomed to failure. And we would say from biblical theology that whatever you accomplish outside the filling of the Holy Spirit is wood, hay, and stubble. So absent guidance from the Holy Spirit, all is failure as far as we're concerned. And they would say that without the Tao, whatever you accomplish is worthless. They further contend that if you make a mistake or sin or fail, then it is because you acted outside the influence of the Tao. Well, you can make a mistake and fail while being filled with the Holy Spirit because you're a human being and may not have all the information you need. You can fail by trying your best and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Absent guidance of the Holy Spirit, though, is considered to be a failure by Christian theology. And you can do your best while out of fellowship, and you have failed, and you fail miserably. It's not the absence of the Tao, it is the absence of the Holy Spirit. Yet the Tao is getting credit in this particular religion. Now, when applied to leadership, the Taoist ruler acts by inactivity, and as a result, the people will prosper because Tao has been left free to act. Sometimes I wonder if maybe some of our leaders have not adopted this philosophy. This is the dereliction of one's responsibility. When placed in a position of responsibility, there sometimes becomes an occasion, sometimes quite often, to make decisions, decisions that are not comfortable but must be made, decisions that are necessary, although one that you would wish not to have to do. And so when you slough off the responsibility and say, I'll leave it to the Tao, is similar to what people would say in the Christian arena, I'm not going to do anything, God will take care of it. And you will remember the example of sitting on the park bench and waiting for God to get things done. I understand that there are millions and millions of people who are out of work now. And the way you get a job when you're out of work is to get together a resume and start handing them out, networking if possible. One thing that you would not do is go to the park and sit on the bench and wait for someone to walk up to you and say, hey, buddy, are you out of work? And how would you like to come to my company and begin a new job? That's not going to work. And that is the idea here behind Taoist concepts, is that you would do nothing, you would allow the Tao to take care of everything. What you've been given is the ability to acquire wisdom. And within that wisdom, you learn that there is a requirement on the part of the believer in Jesus Christ to take the knowledge that he has and to utilize it in his daily life. It gives you wisdom. It gives you the ability to know good decisions when you have the opportunity to engage one. And you are able to discern when an environment is not comfortable or right, and you avoid that. The thing is that you have knowledge that you've acquired from a book, and Taoism does not promote knowledge, nor does it promote books. This, therefore, is a dereliction of duty for a person who is in a position of leadership to be inactive. If mankind is allowed to function without the restraint of establishment order, then chaos and disorder results. And whatever the organization, if there's not order, and if the order is not maintained, then chaos begins to develop. And it can start out very slowly, but then it will pick up steam and momentum, and then ultimately there will be a critical point where something must be done. Now, the Taoist leader would not teach discrimination, virtue, or ambition. With knowledge comes anarchy, according to them. It is thought better to banish wisdom and righteousness and ingenuity in order for the people to benefit. In other words, what you have here is Satan's plan to reduce people to total ignorance. Ignorant people are easily enslaved. And we can see that in our country as we've dumbed down the population for the last 40 years. People who cannot think are easily enslaved by propaganda. You say to them what you know they want you to say. Say it over and over as if it's a mantra. And then once they buy the idea, then they have bought the lie. And they believe that someone else is going to do something for them so that they don't have to. And as a result of that, they're enslaved. For the authority, whoever it may have been, has no intention of following through on its vague promise. It intends to enslave the people. It is my belief from observing our current zeitgeist that we have been conquered in a bloodless coup d'etat. It is not apparent yet, but we have been conquered. You are on the way to slavery if Jesus Christ does not intervene and stop this. Why is this possible and why do I say that it is so? Because ignorant people are easily enslaved. We have a majority of our population now that has been reduced to status quo ignorance. Many are illiterate. Many work on emotion. If their emotion can be tapped, then they can be led to do anything or agree to anything. What most people want is something for nothing. People do not blush to go into Walmart and buy whatever it is they have on their shelves and then go to the checkout line and pay for it. But woe to the doctor that would ask you to pay him for their services. Woe to the insurance company that would ask you to pay a premium. It must be free. Why is it health care must be free? Why not entry into Busch Stadium? I want baseball to be free. How are you going to pay Albert Pujols and Matt Holliday and Chris Carpenter and Adam Wainwright at all if there's no charge going in the door? How are you going to pay the doctors if there's no charge going in the door? How are you going to get the medications that have performed wonders in this country if the pharmaceutical companies can't do the research because they don't have the money to do it? How are you going to do that? We've opened a can of worms. Juan Zhu, a Taoist sage of the 4th century B.C., advised that he who wants to know the Tao must not meditate and must not cogitate. There'll be no cogitation going on around here. Follow no school. Follow no way. And then you will attain the Tao. Discard knowledge. Forget distinctions. And reach no knowledge. Luciferian strategy to keep people away from the truth. That's exactly what Juang Zhu had in mind. He didn't know it. Probably demon-possessed. But he came up with a demonic idea and he sold it and people bought it. Keeping people from the truth is the whole force behind religion. To give them things they want to hear. To do things or have them do things that they think will somehow aggrandize them before a god or a pantheon. Or to do things or say things that will keep the god or those in the pantheon from coming down on them like a bad dream. It's either guilt or fear. And wherever you have a religion, a faith of any kind that operates on fear and guilt, then you've got something invented by hell. And it's in religion and it is in Protestant Christianity in subtle ways. The illiterate cannot read scripture. The ignorant cannot think. Juan Zhu taught that those who speak about the Tao are wholly wrong. For he who knows does not speak, and he who speaks does not know. Well, there ain't any speaking going on. There can't be any evangelism, can there? And therefore, if you speak and do not know, well, that means that you can ignore that person's message. Just be quiet and let the Tao do its thing. The high priest of Tao's celestial masters hold both temporal and religious authority in their parishes. They are exorcists who treat the sick by ritual and prayer using holy water and talisman-type dolls. Now, I don't know where these places are in St. Louis, but you can find them. You can go down some street in some, let's call it, tawdry section of the city, and you can find a palm reader. And you can go in there, and the palm reader will tell you about your future. And I knew a person in Houston, Brackite, young lady. She had been pursued by a suitor. The suitor was no good. And people who knew her said, stay away from him, he's no good. And then on a lark, she and a couple of other friends decided on a birthday fling to go have their palm read and went to one of these outfits and stuck their hand out and let this broad do some kind of mumbo jumbo with the lines in their hand, like nobody's got lines in their hand. And she said, listen to this, like demons weren't involved in this. You have a suitor, I'm paraphrasing, you have a suitor who's been pursuing you, and I see a marriage in your future. And from that piece of information, that woman got up and went and said, yes, I will, the next time he proposed to her. Time passes. And in order to get away from his tyranny, she had to leave Houston in the dead of night, telling no one she'd cranked a car and left, and drove out of town, never to be heard from again, just in order to be free. I don't want to give anybody any ideas. But that's what she did. The high priest of Tao's celestial masters hold both temporal and religious authority in their parishes. They are exorcists who treat the sick by ritual and prayer using holy water and talisman-type dolls. That's demonism. Disease, get this. Melinda, listen up, darling. Disease is believed to be caused by sin. Well, I'm not through. And therefore, the sick are sent to pure houses. I assume this is the pure house. But we're not through. Once recovered, the person has to make amends by doing public works such as building roads. Just so you'll know. That would be, this whole plan right here is the ultimate result of national health care. If you get sick, you've been up to no good. You've been eating Butterfingers again, haven't you? They sure are good, though, aren't they? I like to put the whole thing in my mouth and just let it dissolve. And then Joe Henry will come up to me and ask me a question. I'll say, I'm going to hit him. And she just looks at me and shakes her head. She says, the whole thing? On the other hand, moral conduct was rewarded with health and long life. So, if you're sick, then you need to become moral. That's the idea there. Moral conduct is rewarded with health and long life. Immorality causes sickness and premature death and suffering in hell. which has been adopted by the Catholic Church. Charms play a major role among Taoists since they are seen as protection against demons as well as a sign by which the expected divine ruler Lao Tzu would know the chosen people. So look at this. I'm telling you that this is Presbyterianism right here. I don't know who bought what which. Now, this is old stuff here. This goes back into the BCs rather than the ADs. Charms play a major role among Taoists since they are seen as a protection against demons as well as a sign by which the expected divine ruler Lao Tzu would know the chosen people. Ha! Lao Tzu, an early day Calvinist. Note chosen people. Chosen people would be the elect. Now it says here that they have charms. Charms. Charms play a major role among the Taoists since they are seen as a protection against demons as well as a sign by which the expected divine ruler, Lao Tzu, would know the chosen people. Those who depend on charms depend on demons. Chosen people have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That would be the elect. And when Lao Tzu, you have to be careful how you pronounce this stuff. They use the same letters we do, but they don't pronounce them the same way. It was really time-consuming for me to find out how to say these people's names. If you mispronounce one of them, somebody out there is going to know Chinese. And they'll come tell you. Lao Tzu is the one who knows who the elect are. Well now, Calvin and Beza claim they did, or they at least they put in motion the theology that allowed others that followed to develop a system by which it was decreed that there are a predetermined few who have been chosen by God, i.e. Lao Tzu, if you're a Taoist, that are the elect and the rest are reprobate. Everywhere you go, there's an attack on the Word of God. There's an attack on free will. There's an attack on grace. There's an attack on faith alone in Christ alone. There's an attack on the concept of having to do nothing for salvation. And then the interesting factor is that you do nothing for salvation. This is the cross. And then you begin at this point your Christian life. The Christian way of life commences at that point and concludes at physical death. In the meantime, the question is, after salvation, what? And those that are not confident in their salvation are told, in order to get confident, then you must do works in order to be confident about your salvation. What is the proper motivation for works? The proper motivation for works is to serve God. And to find out how to do it, you grow in grace. And as a believer, you have a spiritual growth process that would enable you to perform these works in such a fashion that they would be divine good and they would glorify Christ. And it's a learning process. And as you go along the way, your works will improve because you understand more about the plan of God and how to execute in it. If you're all bound up in trying to prove you're saved, then the motivation is personal. It is designed to prove to yourself and others in the clipboard committee that you really are saved, rather than having the freedom to serve God and to find out how to do it. Divine revelation is a transmission to and from one of the appointed gods of the Tao. The really important revelations are revealed in trances. Now, how much confidence can you put in that when the people who are revealing to you divine thought are dope heads? There is a Taoist trinity, I hope you'll note. You have Yuan Shir Tien Sung. That means the celestial worthy of the original beginning. Secondly, you have Dashang Dejun. This is the most exalted Lord of the Tao. And thirdly, you have Dashang Lao Jun, the most exalted Lord Lao, who is identified as Lao Tzu. Did you get all of that? Doesn't matter. What do you see here? Satan has inserted into the Tao philosophy a trinity. They got their trinity. Now, the Muslims will be upset with that because they scoff at a trinity. And therefore, they believe that they have the ultimate idea in a monotheistic religion, but then so does Judaism. So this is a pitiful attempt to incorporate a trinity into this type of Taoist philosophy, benighted, by the way, by this lie. Now, the priest, or the Shin, also supervise the revelations of specially gifted laypersons. The individual, called a medium, puts himself into a trance and then becomes the mouthpiece of a deity or a deceased relative. So you can go to a medium. You can probably get this done downtown. Somebody's got a shingle out saying, "I am a medium," or something similar to that. And you can go in and you want to speak to your granddaddy. And so they do some hocus pocus, and all of a sudden granddaddy shows up on the scene and tells you how wonderful it is wherever he is, or what you ought to do, or what a low life you are, and why he didn't leave you any money. Whoever operates this deal is demon possessed. He then gives medical, personal, or economic advice, which is then interpreted by the Shin, who is obviously Tim Geithner. While in these trances, the medium many times indulges in self-mutilation. That's probably exciting to watch. You have to pay for this, by the way. Taoism is an effort to gain, preserve, and increase the vital force in one's life through harmony with nature. And now we've gone to pantheism in a way. Now we've gone to earth worship, tree huggers, environmentalists, green. What is it now? This green. Everything's green now. Oh, don't forget the Dairy Queen light bulbs, the roof windows, yard fans. That's what comes from this. This harmony is acquired by a unity with the great Tao and is accomplished through magic and mysticism. Now, I got to thinking as I was going through my notes last night about magic and mysticism. And I got to thinking about how there seems to be an increase in this kind of fare on television and in the theater. Seems that one of the more popular genres now is sci-fi or vampires or paranormal or extraterrestrial, etc. And there's a lot of TV shows that I've noted being advertised, you know, the promos. And so I got down the TV guide just to see how many of these types of shows are on the horizon for the new season. And here are the ones that I discovered. True Blood, I think that's vampire. Vampire Diaries, I saw a nod there. The letter V, I don't know what that means, but it is spooks. You know, spooky stuff. Flash Forward. This is where there's this huge catastrophe and people think that extraterrestrials have come in and caused this huge blackout throughout the entire West Coast and maybe even the world. And people wake up like hours later and they don't remember nothing. But what they do is they can flash forward in their life like 5 years and they know exactly what's going on in their life 5 years down the road. And some of them don't like it and some of them do. And they wonder, what, do I need to change this? Flash forward. And then simply they just say it right out, supernatural. That's the name of one of them. Then there's the dollhouse. The dollhouse is where people from out of space, these weird creatures that look nasty, always look nasty. You ever notice that? There's never a nice-looking alien. They're always horrible-looking things, nasty. And the only way they can get by is to take on the form of humanity. And so they go to the dollhouse, and they're able to stretch over their nasty-looking self this fairly nice-looking person. But they're up to no good. That's dollhouse. You want to catch that. And then there's one called Ghost Whisperer. I guess that's sort of like Ghostbusters, you know. You can conquer a ghost if you know how to whisper to him, like with a horse deal. That's Ghost Whisperer. I have ghosts. You can come in and whisper to the ghost. And he starts acting nice or will go away. That's Ghost Whisperer. And then there's Medium. And we just talked about the mediums a while ago. So this woman actually is a medium, and she does these things that mediums do. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's just 8 I was able to discover. There may be others. Like, so you think you can dance? some of those people are demon-possessed, I'm saying. Now, those involved in Taoism are necessarily involved in the occult and are specialists in drugs and hallucinogens. Now, I want to let you know that all I've told you about Taoism is something that I did not make up. And so I've given you a footnote here. Information on Taoism was gathered from the New Encyclopedia Britannica Micropedia, Fabius Maximus Cunctator Quintus. That's in volume 4, page 20. Tao Te Ching, volume 9, 8:15, and Yin Yang, volume 10, 8:21. And from the New Encyclopedia Britannica Macropedia, Lao Tzu, volume 10, 6:79 through 80, and Taoism, volume 17, pages 10:34 through 44. And check that out. Everything I've told you is true with regard to Taoism. And in case you would like to join that cult, you can do your own research. We'd like to do some notes on Eastern mystic religions and some things that are associated with that. And that's where we will begin at 10 till the hour.